This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You went and visited a school yesterday.
I did. It was fourth grade class, Mrs. McDonald at Rose Warren Elementary School. And I was recording with them for one of their Say What with Steph segments we have coming up. And I was not expecting to do something that I was completely grossed out about.
What happened?
So this is what happened. Right after we were done recording with everything, she was telling us about what they've been learning lately. And in a reading class, they're trying to convince each other how to try different foods. You know, kids, they can be picky eaters. So she brings out this little sandwich bag. She goes, "Steph, I want something for you to try." She pulls out this sandwich bag, and in this sandwich bag were little dried bugs, like cockroach bugs.
Cockroaches?
Yeah, and now they're not cockroaches. They look like little grasshoppers. There you go. That's a better explanation of it.
Were they crickets?
They look like crickets. She didn't tell me. She goes, "Here."
People eat crickets.
Crickets is what probably it looked like, because it had it looked straight up like a dead bug, and it was dried up. So I tried it with her because she goes, "All right, Steph, the whole class has tried it. You and I, let's try this bug." And I actually got it on video and audio. Do you want to hear how that sounded?
Sure.
Okay, here it goes.
You taste one, Steph, and then I'll taste one.
So is this a...
Is edible? It's farm raised. It's organic and farm raised.
Do you eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
Or do you just like nibble on it?
Ready? One, two, cheers, three.
It's a little salty.
It's salty.
Oh, do you have a napkin?
Oh, here.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that was not very good.
There's one right here.
Ready?
Did you spit it out?
I spit it out. Oh. She showed everybody she ate it all. And then guess what? After this, I was like, "Ugh, that was gross. It was nasty." She started handing out all the little bugs to the class again. She goes, "We want one. We want one."
Oh, my gosh. That is nasty. I get the idea that she was going with, like, okay, we're gonna have you try new things. But, I mean, do we really need to put crickets on there? I mean, come on.
I mean, I loved the class. The energy was amazing, but I just was not expecting to go into a class to eat bugs.
I would have said no. You're a good sport. I would have been like, absolutely not. I am not doing that. Thank you for trying, but no thank you. Have you ever eaten anything like that most people would consider? Sometimes in some places that's a delicacy. So what's something that you've had that is exotic or a delicacy? 702-364-9400.
What about anything from your end, like family make you try something?
Well, a big thing in our family is menudo. It's a big thing that people eat in the Hispanic culture, and in menudo is tripe, and that is the lining of a cow's stomach. And I never knew that growing up. I always just ate it, and I didn't even think to ask what that was. I always noticed when I got a piece of it, though, and it was white, and it was like there was like weird, like bumpy divots on it. And I just, it was chewy, and I just ate it. I didn't even think about it. And then years later, as I grew up, I asked my mom, I'm like, "What is that like chewy stuff in there? Is that pork fat?" And she goes, "No, that's tripe." like, what is tripe exactly? And she's like, like, she didn't want to tell me. She's like, it's just a meat. And I'm like, from where? And she's like, a cow. And I'm like, what part? And she's like, oh, it's just like the lower part. I'm like,
the lower part.
And she finally told me it was the lining of a cow's stomach. I was like, oh my gosh. But at that point, I've had it so many times.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to stop eating it, you know?
Yeah. The next time I go to the Philippines, I'm never going to do this again. Balut, which is like a fertilized duck. And it was.
It's a fertilized egg?
Yes, an egg. And you crack it open and you could see the duck's eyes and face. It was so bad.
People eat that. Is it a delicacy?
It's a delicacy and it's disgusting.
Oh man, I never want to knock like delicacies from other people's cultures and stuff, but that does not sound appealing to me whatsoever. I think I would take a huge pass on that one. But
yeah,
the things that we create and that we eat, this just like, okay, but crickets, I don't know about that. I really respect you for giving that a try. The lengths you go through to get some audio from kids, I'm telling you.